Rabosai.
You're not going to have rebar for a while.
Everyone have a mind. Everyone have a shtickle over here. I want to talk today, Rabosai. I want to talk today about the inyan of tefillah. Rav Hudner has a beautiful mimer discussing the idea of tefillah. A beautiful idea here. A misunderstanding of what we have of how we approach tefillah every day. We usually, unfortunately, understand tefillah as a way of requesting things, a way of approaching a Kodesh Baruch Hu for things we need to pass the MCATs, to do well in the GMATs, to do well in the CPA or for our GPA over here in college. That's not what tefillah is about. Tefillah is not a cash register. Tefillah is not an ATM machine. Tefillah is not going into Dunkin' Donuts and picking up a donut and getting what you need. Listen to what Rav Hutner says. The pasuk in Tehillim that we say on Yontif, when we daven halal, a full halal, zok the pasuk, Ahavti ki yishma maimer yudalit. Ahavti ki yishma Hashem es koli tachnunos. I love, I'm so dear to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that He hears my tefillos, and He answers all of my tchinos, all of my bakashos, all of my requests. And then what does the pasuk say? What does the pasuk follow? Ki hita ozno li. Because He leaned His ear towards me. It's a fascinating set of pasuk. Bipshuto, Shmias kol ha-tachnunim ha-omer bekan hi milui ha-bakosha she'alea bo ha-tachnunim. We start off the paragraph at the outset of the tefillah. We say, thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We love you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's so great that you are the ability, you are the person that comes and resolves all our issues and listens to our tefillos and our bakoshos and our requests. Ubevadai shirolis orer al she'acher kach nemar ki hitos noli. But the obvious question is, this tefillah seems backwards. You're first thanking and praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu about the fact that it's so great that He answers your bakashos, that resolves your issues, and then you're going back in time and you're referring to the fact that He's leaning an ear and listening to you when stating the bakashos. Rav Hutner says, get your order straight. You have to do things in order. First, HaKadosh Baruch Hu listens to you. He lends an ear. He taps the phones. He's putting up the antennas. He's listening. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers the tefillos. But we, in the recitation of Hallel, we're reciting everything fakert. Rabosai, over here. We are reciting everything fakert. We're saying, you answered our tefillos, Baruch Hashem. Our bakashas are resolved. And kihita oznali. And you lent an ear. Pum faker. Should be flipped. Unbelievable heart. Dahare milui habakasha kolo besochu huetaisa ozen. Obviously, when a person is resolving your issue, when a person is doing the favor that you asked him to do, obviously he listened to you in the requesting of the favor, and he picked up the phone when you asked him for that favor. Ubeseder kabolas atvila, and in the seder advarim, in the order of kabolas atvila, of the receiving of the tvila, hatoyas haozen, he darga kodemes limilui habakosha. Listening and lending an ear is the stage before answering and resolving the issues. Uposhut ki horada eina holemes esinyan bekan. L'chora, this idea of Hatoyas HaOzen doesn't make sense, and we're skipping from Dargo. It's going in the opposite order, and we need to explain what this Horada is, what this Hatoyas HaOzen that coming afterwards is going on. So therefore, says Rav Hutner as follows. Elishemahalach Hadvarim Kachu. Hershkowitz, Papa, you hear the Kasha? When a person says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, thank you so much, we love you for answering our tefillos, Ahavti ki yishma Hashem es koli tachnunai, you answer our tefillos, what's the pasuk right after that we say in Hallel? Ki hita ozno li, because you lent an ear to listen to me. It's faker. First the person lends an ear, and then he answers the tefillos. Why are we flipping the order and referring to the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu hears us after we're thanking Him and we're praising Him for resolving our issues? Says Rav Huttner, a beautiful yesod that really is such a mahalach in life, how to approach tefillah. It's beautiful. Mitoch Inyana Diyoma, says Rav Huttner in the Inyanim of Pesach, this is from the Pachad Yitzchak and Pesach, Amanu al Chiddush Nifla. I'm going to tell you this beautiful Chiddush. Says Rav Huttner, I'm going to explain to you from this week's parsha, and this is why I thought of to do this week, Rav Osam. This week's parsha, I'm going to tell you an unbelievable yesod. It sounds like from the psukim that the continuation and being mamshech of tefillah will be an inhibition and a reason that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's not going to answer your tefillahs. It's a pella. What does the pasuk say? The Chazal Pirshu. The Tainas Matitzakilai. Klal Yisrael is standing at Kriyas Yamsuf. Before HaKadosh Baruch Hu split the sea. They see Mitzrayim running after them. They have nowhere to go. They're at a dead end. There's a snowstorm coming. Where are we going to go? They start davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They start davening. Like good Jews. What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu respond to them? Matitzakelai. Leave me alone. What are you davening to me? It's a pella. Who could read this parsha straight? What is HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying? Matitzakelai. Of course I should daven. Of course it's appropriate for me to daven. Ein makom l'tfila yoser gedula mizu. This is the appropriate time to daven. Says Rav Huttner, I'll explain to you what HaKadosh Baruch Hu means. Shenemer l'moshne alayam haynu lamata marach b'tfila. Because Baruch Hu is telling him, why are you being so long and elongating your davening in this scenario? And the Maharal explains, based on this conversation between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Moshe, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was hinting to Moshe Rabbeinu something fascinating. If you're going to continue davening, and as long as you're involved in the davening process, I'm not going to be able to split the Yam Suf and save you from this predicament. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying, Matitzakilai, finish the tefillah already so that I could respond, so that I could split Kriyas Yam Suf. If we would stop the mimer here, I think people would be very confused. Chor, this would be the source for the 8:30 Shachris minute. You got to finish tefillah quick. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants in life. It's not what Rav Huttner is writing. We have to go on. The Chiddush Zeh Ta'un Bir, says Rav Huttner. Because it's not the source of the 8:30 Shachris Minyan, so Taka needs a Hezber, what the Maharal is saying. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want us to daven. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want us to be mamshech with tefillah. What better thing to do than to continue in your tefillos? Take a sheet. If a person finishes his tefillah, it's fit for him to be responded to, his issue to be resolved. So what is going on? What's limiting over here? If a person is going to be mamshik, he's going to be an extra tzaddik. He's going to go to the 8 o'clock menu. He's going to go down to 7:45. All right, maybe not that much. But he's going to daven a little longer, so that's a reason why he's not going to be answered? What's going on over here? The nimukam shel dvarim, the pshat is over here is as follows. Namanu midivrei chazal. Chazal in this week's Parsha Hershkowitz are telling us, Sha'amatzav Yisrael ayam shalu v'medrash. The Medrash says in this week's Parsha, V'lama osa HaKadosh Baruch Hu lehem kach. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu corner them over here? Mitzrayim running after them. Give them heart palpitations in this scenario. If in any ways he was going to save them, he was anyways going to do Kriyas Yam Suf. So he did such beautiful Kriyas Mitzrayim. Just let them go without hesitation, without a headache. Let them go without their pulse racing. Why do you have to create this predicament? So what does the Medrash answer why he did this? Ela shehoya HaKadosh Baruch Hu mis'aveh l'tfilos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has desires. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a taiveh. What's his taiveh? His taiva is for our tefillos, is for our davening. Listen to what he's saying. Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says in the Medrash, Medrash l'mashal l'mad over doime. What's this similar to? L'melech shoyabo baderech. There was a king, Hershkowitz, that was walking on the way. And there was a girl, a prince, who was screaming for help. Save me from these robbers. And the king responded and he saved her. After a few days after this scenario happened, after Hatzala came, after he saved her, Bikesh Lisa Osa Leisha, he wanted to marry her off. And he wanted that she should speak to this guy that he wanted to marry off. And she's like, I'm not interested. I'm not picking up the phone. Forget about it. You saved me, forget about it. But like now, day-to-day conversations, Shiduchim, I'm not interested. Ma'asa Melech. Gira Bahalistin. What did the Melech do? He sent those same robbers back to her. Kadesha Titzok. The Yishma Melech came in Shaboa Lealistim Ischila Tzoekas Lamelech. So once those same robbers come, what happened? Save me, Melech. She starts calling back, please. Amala Melech. Lakachaisi Misava Lishma Koch. This is what I was desiring. This is what I wanted all along. I just wanted to have a conversation with you. I just wanted to talk to you about something without the Ace Tzara, without the robbers, without the bandits. But unfortunately, I only get to talk to you. I can only hear your precious voice when you're in trouble, when you're stuck with the bandits. You only scream out, Melech, 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 save me, when the robbers are coming. That's what the Medrash is saying. V'chazina mizah. Put the pieces back to the puzzle, Rabbosai. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is misavil tfilos in Shal Yisrael. You want to know why they were stuck in this predicament? It wasn't just to give them heart palpitations. It wasn't just to raise their pulse. It was because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like the Medrash says, was misavil tfilos. He wanted to create that connection. He wanted to have that conversation like the Melech wants to have with this princess. Rabosa, you got it wrong. You think that tefillah is an ATM machine? You think that tefillah is a Dunkin' Donuts? It's a pickup. It's a takeout food store. I need something and therefore I put in the tefillah and I take it out. That's not what tefillah is. Tefillah is a shaychus. Tefillah is a kesher. Tefillah is a relationship. And guess what? You know what the Medrash in this week's parsha is telling us? The tzara comes because we don't realize that. The tzara doesn't come because of any other reason other than that because Baruch Hu just wanted to have a normal conversation with us. And he's recognizing that he's not going to be able to daven with us unless he sends the list in. Unless he sends the tzara. El da tzara ba mishum atfila. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu desires so strongly to have this deep tefillah and this deep conversation with us, and he sees that the only way you're going to come to the door is when you really need something, when you're in the ICU, so then he sends the ICU. So what's Taka Pshat in this week's parasha? Matitzakelai. Why HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying, why are you davening to me? If you're going to daven to me, that's going to prolong things. I'm not going to be able to save you right away. Because at the stage that Klal Yisrael was in right now, when you're going to have the salvation, you're going to have Kriyas Yamsuf, you're going to turn to me and you're going to say, oh, Baruch Hashem, I got the money I needed, I got the donut I needed, I can walk out of the restaurant. I don't need anything else anymore, I got my takeout food, Baruch Hashem. There was a Yeshua over here, I'm going to stop davening, there's no more connection. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, no, if you're going to continue davening, that's going to make me want to keep this relationship. This is the only way I can have a relationship, and it's going to prolong the salvation. I'm not going to be able to save you. I want to save you right now, matitzakilai. But even though that was the situation then, Rabbosai, that's not the ideal. The ideal is to have that connection, to approach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not just mitoch hatzara, but kihita ozno li. Just to have the connection for the sake of connection. to have that conversation with the HaKadosh Baruch Hu on a day-to-day basis, not just when you need Him, when you're stuck, when you're backed into a corner, when you're in an alleyway and you have no way out and you're in a foxhole and you realize that you can't get out other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hands. That's not what tefillah is about. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu realizes that this, when the matzah that Klal Yisrael was in, matitzakelai, so this is the only way I'm going to get tefillah, this is the only way I can have the connection, I'm not going to be able to save you because I need the tefillah to be mamshich. Since the tzara only came over here because these Jews were in a situation that they didn't have that constant connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They didn't have that constant conversation. And the tzara was a way to activate that connection, to instill that connection. So now, the remover, the stopping of the tefillah, if you're going to continue tefillah, it's going to keep the tzara going. Because I want the tefillah to be mamshich. Says Rav Hudner, that's what Chazal meant. When your situation, when your relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is this type of format, so then the Hafsakas Atzara, the breaking of the Tzara, is not going to stop. It is going to stop the tefillah, and that's not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. Mekevin Shirotzan Hashem will be Yishosim Sheyisrael, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu Taka wanted to save the Jews. Therefore, he said something out of characteristic, and he said, "Matitzakelai, atamarach bet lama atamarach betfila v'zeh inyan nifla bebir ma'aloso shel tefila k'tzara v'shematoras habakosha einu miloi habakosha el shetachlis hi etzem habakosha." Rabosai, the tachlis of tefila is not to be answered, is not to gain, it's not to get cash in your pocket, it's not to come out with the result. Tachlis of tefila, Chazal are telling us here, is to build that relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's to connect and become part of His life and make Him part of your life. Don't stop requesting from HaKadosh Baruch Hu right after you got into med school. Don't stop asking from HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Siyata Dishmaya after I got what I needed. Chas v'shalom. The fact that you have that relationship, that you turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on a daily basis, that you have that connection and you say, I need you and you and I are one, that is the tachlis of tefillah. Right then and there. Nothing that happens post facto is the tachlis. Umamshichim ono esakav halo. Gam la'acher she'es rachish ha'nes va'nefesh omrer shira ha'milim mishalas ha'leib shalat vila. Even after a person says thank you and sings HaKadosh Baruch Hu after he is responded to, ein ha'nefesh mistabekes ba'hasogas ha'mavukash al yedei ha'tvila. The soul is not satisfied and clinging to the fact that he was answered to. Elishim mitrapekes ya'nefesh al tnuas ha'askarvus ha'gnuza ba'azona le'tvilosa. What satiates your soul? What brings your soul in aliyah? Not the fact that you were responded to, but the fact that you cleave to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the process. The fact that you connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rabosai, the tachlis of tefillah, guess what? Is the tefillah. V'rak she'hochacholo zana, he b'zu she'azaga ha'mavukash ha'yidei ha'tefillah. A proof that I am actually connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the fact that Itaka answered my tefillah. But not that that's the tachlis. That just shows, oh, someone who I'm married to, someone who I have a relationship to, with, so they usually are the ones who fulfill what I request. But that's not the tachlis. That's not the end game. The end game is the tefillah itself, is that connection. B'noi Sheba Olam, usually, classically, in the Minhag Olam, we understand that Omer Hanini Sameach, Ki Bevadei Timala V'Hakoshazi. I'm happy because you listened to me. I asked you to come to Shir, and you came to Shir. I'm very happy with you guys. Yesher Koyach. That's not the tachlis in Yiddishkeit. I'm happy you came to Shir, not because you listened to Shir, but because you're having that connection with me in coming to Shir. Don't get any ideas from that. V'Hakoshazuli Ki Hita Oznali. On both sides, bring it back to that original parsha. That original paragraph. We started off, Ahavti ki yisha Hashem es koli tachnunai. Kodesh Baruch Hu, I love you. Thank you so much for answering all my tefillos. And then what's the pasuk afterwards? Ki hita oznali. Because you leaned your ear. You listened. Chorer Rav Hudner asked at the beginning of the mimer, it's backwards. First your hitu was nali, and then you thank him for whence you listened and you lent your ear and you had your antennas up and you heard what I needed, then you responded by answering all I needed. And I praise you for that. So why is it fakert? It's exactly this idea. The later praise, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what we're saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know what the tachlis is? Kihita oznali, because I have a listening God, because I have a God that I can talk to, because I have a God that lends his ear, that I have this option for tefillah, that I have this ability to connect to someone on a constant basis. That is more of a tachlis than even answering my tefillahs. And the proof that you lend your ear is that you actually also answer my tefillahs. No one's working backwards. It's not going out of order. It's not going like we originally thought. It's going the tachlis, the goal, and then going to the medium, to the mechanism that the goal is accomplished. Is the goal. To have a HaKadosh Baruch Hu that listens and to have a conversation with God on a daily basis is the tachlis. That's what Rav Hunder is saying. The fact that he answers your tefillahs is just a simen, is just a proof that the goal is accomplished, that there is a close relationship here, that there is a hiskarvis, that there is a hite osnali, that there is a communication and the wires are all connected. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is listening at the end of the pipeline. The Tzara and the Yeshua are just proofs and catalysts in order to build up that connection. So Rabosai, let's take this mimer of Ahavti ki yishma Hashem es koli tachnunai. Let's not make sure that we're in a predicament that we have a matitzakelai, that we have a tzara, that the only way HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates the connection with us is only if He sends the tzara. Rachmano Litzlan Nebuch, no one should ever have that in their lives, that they need that. But you should realize that when you walk into shul, when you have the ability to talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's not a means towards an end. That's an end on its own. That's a tachlis. The pasuk of kihita ozneli is the pasuk after the resolution and the answering of all of our tefillos. And that is the end goal. So Baruch Hashem, especially those of us that don't have a tzara in our life, we have the ability that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when He answers a tzara, He does listen to us. But the end goal, the tachlis, is to have that tefillah connection on a day-to-day basis, to be a friend, to shmooze with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to reach the goal of the dveikus and the hiskashrus of kihita oznali, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu lending an ear on a daily basis. Rabosai.